who I am. So that's the awakening of consciousness. And we'll go back to each section, but I want to do this paint through of the experience in reading the book. So once you sit there and you get through those first four chapters, which are very, very easy reads, there's nothing complicated about them. There's nothing interfering. There's nothing challenging about them. The mind doesn't want to question anything. Then what happens is you are awake enough to realize, wow, this is neat. Now I'm a different person. I'm the self. I am this indwelling consciousness. I am the witness of all these things. Now what? It goes into this awakening of energy, this experiencing of energy. Once you realize that you're in there, you're going to realize that there's a whole system that's in there with you. And what you begin to feel of that system when you first wake up is the Shakti, the Chi, the spirit. You know, even Western Christian people talk about the spirit, having experiences in the spirit. You feel spirit. You feel an upliftment of energy. Because having stepped back out of your personal mess into a deeper place inside of you, which is transcendent, you are transcendent. The witness, the indwelling being who watches the mind and watches the heart is by definition transcendent because it is the one that's watching them. So when you pull back, you start to experience energy. You start to feel an upliftment. It's not just that you know yourself deeper, but you experience more energy inside yourself. And that is the second section of the book, which is similar to what happens in the next step of your spiritual path after your awakening, is you start to explore Shakti. You start to explore the energy. And it's very exciting, and you can start to see little clues as to what's going on. And that's the whole chapter on, which I think is one of the most important chapters in the book, the chapter on the secrets of the spiritual heart. The secret of the spiritual heart is one of the most important and deepish chapters in the book. Because that's when you wake up and you start realizing there's all this beautiful energy, and I like it, and I want to have a beautiful life. And you start realizing that your heart has a lot to do with that, a lot. That the opening and closing of your heart is what is governing the state of your energy flow. And so you start going into this exploration of the Shakti, your exploration of spirit, but at a very, very high level. You start seeing some patterns. Well, this is your path. You're going to wake up. You're going to think it's going to be very easy. You're going to think, no, I'll get enlightened tomorrow. You start, well, this is better start, you know, my newspaper ad, become a spiritual teacher and do my thing. This is going to be great, all right? And you just woke up. And then you start to feel Shakti, and especially people that get Shakti, you know, deal with the gurus and deal with the energy. All this energy starts going, and you get all this second life and reborn, and wow, it's really exciting. And so you start to explore that energy. That's the second section of the book. So we get awakening of consciousness and then experiencing the energy. Then you get into my favorite section of the book. All of a sudden, it's sort of like something changes on your path. Forget the book. You woke up. It's all going to be love and lovey-dovey and beauty and wow, it's neat. And then there's all this energy and I see it's mine and I've got it and so on. And then you start to bog down. You start to realize the most terrible realization you will ever have, which is there's something in your way. And its name is you. You know, and you start seeing, why can't I just feel all this energy all the time? Why can't I just be the self, because I am? Why do I still have these problems? I thought these problems were going to go away. I thought I was going to be free. I thought it was all about liberation and freedom. And you start seeing more and more that you're confronted with yourself. You're confronted with your fears. You're confronted with your psychology, right? Your insecurities and your needs. And then you start seeing that you're confronted with your past, stuff that happened when you were young. And like those psychologists were right. You know, these stupid formative years are still there. But you see them. You see that they're in your way. You see that you hear your mother and your father and these events that happened to you in your past that here you were just going to go. I mean, just let me go. I just want to go. It's beautiful. I want to just rise on the wings of spirit and go up because I'm not this human. And yet you realize that there is this human and you're not going anywheres until you've worked this through. That